This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Lawyer Robert Barnes laying out devastating evidence that the Democratic Party is a cancer, absorbing the government, engaged in tyrannical investigations. What's coming next? We're getting into election meddling. Facebook admits mainline parties in Spain and Greece and the UK, they're banning him, they're blocking him. It's just incredible.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, here we had a two-year investigation. Over $40 million spent on behalf of the Mueller team because purportedly election meddling by big tech or an election meddling by foreign governments using big tech was a great, clear, and present danger to the future of democracy. Well, there was actually no real election meddling that took place in the 2016 election that favored Trump of any great consequence of any kind. And as even Mueller, one of the corrupt actors on behalf of the deep state who hired a huge, notorious anti-Trump prosecutorial team of a lot of ethically challenged prosecutors, concluded no collusion, no obstruction, no crime. And yet, despite that, where now that we have real election meddling taking place, and there was evidence of election meddling by Facebook and others, by the founder of LinkedIn, in the 2017 Alabama election that was later outed by the New York Times, we had election meddling alleged in 2018, and now we have clear, undisputed, undeniable evidence of election meddling throughout the European elections where a blacklist of Facebook, where Facebook was blacklisting certain people, targeting them for the purposes of interfering and impairing the electoral outcomes in the 2019 European Union parliamentary elections in the European Union because the Brexit Party was surging in the United Kingdom. The populist parties were surging in Spain, surging in France, surging in Italy, surging in Greece for the purposes of challenging the European Union's totalitarian and authoritarian structure to ideally undermine and end the European Union altogether as an experiment, as an undemocratic, anti-democratic experiment that was partially designed by a former Nazi. So here you had this critical time period where the future of Europe and the world could change. And what did the big tech do? They deliberately and intentionally meddled in the election by targeting people so that people wouldn't see their messages, people wouldn't hear their messages, such that people, if they did see or hear their messages, they saw or heard them in a negative light. Just as sort of you were the tip of the spear for what they're doing in the United States and in large parts of the world, since InfoWars has a substantial following in Canada and Australia and the United Kingdom where these elections were taking place. Part of it was removing the best anti-globalist advocates from the public sphere right during the critical election time period.
But despite that, they're still losing everywhere. What do you expect them to do now if they lose these elections, which the numbers show they will?
I think what you're seeing the Democratic House do. So how did the Democratic House respond to the president winning and even Mueller having to admit he was completely innocent? What they did was they decided to launch their own witch hunt of unparalleled and unprecedented scale for the purposes of personal embarrassment and attack. So I think you're going to see the same thing happen across the world when they fail in these elections, when the populists succeed in these elections. You're going to see a wholesale onslaught. You're already seeing it some in the United Kingdom. In the United Kingdom, you have members of the press and big corporations basically greenlighting, encouraging, joking about physical assault and attacks on Nigel Farage. They're now calling it milkshaking, where someone's it's not going to stop there. It's going to start by throwing things at people, and then it's going to go to physical attacks on people, and then it's going to be actually
violent. Already bricks and acid attacks. Mainline news is saying throw acid on Nigel Farage. Don't they get if that actually happens, then the green light is to kill a bunch of leftists? I mean, it's crazy how they don't think two-dimensionally.
Well, I think to the degree they do, they're trying to recreate the 1930s. And in the 1930s, the communists were very successful at getting people to become violent in the street and counter to it. And what it did is it gave rise to fascism and it gave rise to other dynamics.
All right. Robert Barnes is our guest. One more segment. I'm going to shift gears into courts telling us we can't talk about kids being sterilized in Canada and more. That's right, tip of the spear. A bunch of breaking news in 60 seconds. On the other side, newswars.com. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it was probably 4, 5, 6 months ago, we first had Barnes on. I know he was for years in the news. They said, watch Avenatti. He's a corrupt lawyer. He's the front man for the Democrats. When he fails, they'll flush him. Like, you know what? Well, now he got indicted again. So I want to spend a few minutes on him because he's archetypal. Now, the Democrats build up these people as invincible. He's going to be president. He's God. He's a Lord and Savior. You can't stop him. Everything he says is true. And then now he's getting indicted and sued. It just shows how the Democrats put on a good con game, but that's it.
Oh, no doubt about it. Here you have sort of a penultimate example of the politically motivated Democratic lawyer. And they're people that are ethically challenged, people that are morally conflicted, people that rarely are clean or honest in their background. So as soon as Avenatti came to fame, I started putting out public information that this was a very dangerous threat to the ordinary individual and client. To his own clients, not just to other people and parties. And it said so broadly, said so on a wide scale, talked to various government officials and others, and said this man is a unique level of threat. And here you had CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, Washington Post, all these major publications giving him literally hundreds of millions of dollars in free airtime, promoting him as a Democratic candidate for the presidency of the United States. Brian Stelter was just mumbling and was just sort of foaming at the mouth, talking about how wonderful Avenatti was. It was just absurd and ludicrous. Because of it, a whole bunch of people hired Avenatti who never should. His background, I was aware of him in L.A. and Orange County. That's where he's from. He overlapped with some clients. There are people that had fired him and hired me. So I was aware of his background, and it said this guy's basically he's a fraudster. He's a cheat. He's an evader. He's disloyal and dishonest. He's dishonorable. And what I publicly predicted about a year ago and then predicted right here on InfoWars was that he would be in prison long before while President Trump was still in office, while the media was predicting the opposite. So the effect of it, here's what he's been indicted for. He's been indicted for attempting to extort Nike. He's been indicted. By the way, he did that through Twitter. He used his Twitter account to engage in the extortion. So here Twitter is so concerned about bad actions and bad activities, and yet they completely ban you without really any explanation or meaning whatsoever, while Michael Avenatti, a criminal who used their services to engage in criminal extortion, according to the United States government, the Southern District of New York, a grand jury in the Southern District of New York, there's been no action on his account whatsoever. But then it was not only that, he has subsequently been indicted for defrauding a disabled man who he kept telling him that, in fact, his settlement hadn't come in yet, but he was going to lend him money out of his own pocket while he was actually using the actual settlement proceeds from his own disabled client to buy a private plane. and to fly private planes and pay for his Ferrari payments. Then on top of that, he was defrauding a wide range of other clients, business partners, employees. He fired a woman because she was pregnant. She sued him. She got a judgment against him. He refused to pay it, defrauded her. He defrauded various employees. He was taking employees' payroll taxes and pocketing it instead, taking employees' workman's comp payments and pocketing it instead, taking his own employees.
It'll take hours to go over it, but you were calling him out. You said over a year ago here on the air, predicting it. Why would the Democrats choose him as their god? They just keep doing this. It's
because he's conflicted, because he's corrupted. The problem with an honest lawyer for the Democratic Party is it runs a risk that they will that he or she will refuse to do their bidding when the time comes. I call it the Snowden problem. In other words, if you have someone with an independent conscience who will act on that independent conscience when they see illegality, even if done on behalf of their own favorite political party, then you can't have that person in a position of power. So the reason why they prefer a guy like Avenatti and large members of the press said Avenatti was a better lawyer than Alan Dershowitz. That shows you what a joke the press is. So here you have the press promoting Avenatti over Dershowitz. Why? Because he's corrupted. Because he's conflicted. Here's a guy who Stormy Daniels, the most recent indictment is that, of course, he stole Stormy Daniels' book proceeds and other proceeds. I mean, that's who this guy is. So it's the reason why socialism often doesn't work. It's a problem of power, not a problem necessarily of ideas. The problem of power is that you put any certain person in power.
Exactly. And you put people over the larger well of money and ideas, they're going to steal it, unless they're the ones that developed it. And still, they will, too. But somebody that just is put over it will certainly steal it. So where do you predict he goes? Because they bring in these superstars, they just hope we forget about them.
Absolutely. I mean, he currently faces 404 years in federal prison. So my guess is that he ultimately cuts a deal and probably does it. They're going to need him to do at least 10 years. He'll be disbarred. He'll have to give up all his money. He'll be back begging on the street someplace. Maybe he'll work side by side with Stormy Daniels in various clubs.
Sure, I just see it as emblematic of how everything the left does, like Mueller or like the Covington kids or like Smollett. It's all just empty. Speaking of the devil, here is the View just literally a few months ago worshiping Avenatti. Here it is.
Lately, to me, you're like the Holy Spirit. You are all places at all times. Right? I mean, I do. I see you all over cable news. I see you. You know, there is a seat available if you want to be a co-host at The View. You might. You know, there's people here you can pitch. You can make a great lady around the table. No, but I have the same issue with Giuliani. He's everywhere. I question myself when I see Giuliani. Once I see you on TV so much. When do you have time to be lawyering, to be doing like real lawyering? Because you're representing, you know, migrants. You're representing.
But he has a great, bigger calling here. That being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
The priesthood, whatever. He's out there saving the country.
You know what? I'm very fortunate in that I'm surrounded by a staff and other very qualified attorneys and people that support me and that are doing great work relating to our cases and the work that we've done. And look, we've published a lot of our filings in the case. People can look at the quality of the work that we've done from a legal basis. And this is a two-pronged fight. Let's be clear about this. This is a fight not only in a court of law, but also in the court of public opinion. And the amount of media attention that we have received and the amount of media appearances that I've made has actually benefited my client, Stormy Daniels, and others.
All right, that's enough. I can't watch anymore of it. So here's this literal vampire. But what is it with leftists that they don't know they're going to get busted? Like just this instinct of crime, crime, crime. What is that?
I think that would be just a reflection and a projection on the core personality of a lot of Democratic politicians, that fundamentally they're corrupt, that fundamentally they know they're hypocrites, that fundamentally they're deceitful, that what Avenatti was is he personified the modern day Democratic Party. It guised itself as the Holy Spirit. It guised itself as professional operations and intelligence, when in fact it was nothing more than a cheap huckster, a bad hustler, a pimp, out there prostituting false lies against innocent people in order for their own riches and fame. And at core, they're corrupt. At core, all they really care about is power. They say they care about the environment.
Well, do you want to tell me what you told me privately 6 months ago? I mean, I'm not going to get into private conversations, but you just basically said what his business was and who others' businesses were, and that, like, you've been up against him, and that's why you couldn't stand him.
Oh, no question. I mean, this was someone who posed an imminent threat, a clear and present danger to ordinary people who would entrust him with their legal affairs. And it's like trusting the government with democratic power. That at core, they'll say that what they're doing is for some great righteous cause, for some great just purpose, when in fact it's just a power grab. So it, like a lot of these lawsuits that are out there that they claim, well, we want to protect people and so forth, when really they just want a power grab against the dissident voices they dislike. So that's all Avenatti was. Avenatti was a power grab to allow the Democratic Party to defame the president, to slander and smear him based on the allegations of a liar and a liar's liar and the lawyer. And what he reflects and represents and personifies is how the Democratic Party currently operates, which in the name of justice, in the name of righteousness, in the name of the good cause, they actually just seek power for its own sake and for their own sake. And that's why corruption sits at the core, the center, the heart, and the soul of the modern day left, and why they approach things. And you can never trust that their objectives are what they say they are.
Robert Barnes, I said I was heavy for an hour. Now it's an hour and 15 minutes, but we did not hit Canadian court tries to stop Alex Jones from covering trans child abuse. I promise we'll go to break for a few minutes, come back. We'll do 2-3 minutes on this. I'll get back to your important work here on. We got Millie Weaver coming in and a bunch of other breaking news. Stay with us. Again, folks, newswars.com, infowars.com. That's our place on the web. They're trying to shut us down. That's how you, the listener, reaches new people. Spread those links however you can, and we will win.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Covered the waterfront here, but there's a story up on Infowars.com. People say, hey, stand up for the kids. Hey, you know, cover it. Well, we have kids from New Mexico, California, Michigan, Texas. We have fathers on mainly, where it'll be the little boy usually, sometimes the little girl, and the school convinces them, hey, you're really a boy or a girl. So at age 8, they start giving them chemicals that stunt their growth, cause all sorts of health problems. But try to change their hormones from a girl to a boy or girl to a boy. And now we covered one of the cases in Canada where the father didn't want this to happen. And I saw that the court was trying to say you couldn't even report on it, basically. We got these letters from them saying we couldn't link to a public file on a previous court ruling. Canadian court tries to stop Alex Jones from covering trans child case. Case transitions from battle over parental rights to free speech. It's up on Infowars.com. If you care about these kids and care about what we're facing to tell you what's happening, please make it matter and spread the article. Robert Barnes, you've looked into this for us. You're a lawyer also for Infowars. What do you make of this?
It's extraordinary, and it's also frightening the scope and the scale of it, because what you're talking about is first you have a court overruling a parent about their own guidance for their own child, which can have life-lasting effects on the psychology and biology of the child. Second, you have a court banning him, the parent, from publicly talking about public actions of public officials, including government officials, the court officials, and health officials. And then they took it a third step and said no one can discuss the name or identity of any of the public officials involved on the health side of the equation. So it's an extraordinarily – it's an order that would be completely unconstitutional in all likelihood in the United States. But Canada, like Europe, like most of the rest of the world, doesn't have the same First Amendment protections that the United States does. So that's why they can get away with it there in a way they probably could not get away with it here. But still, it's frightening. And what it reveals is the court recognizes and the court realizes that, in fact, this is unpopular opinion. This is not an opinion supported by the public will. And so they know they would lose in the court of public opinion. So they use a pretext, and their pretext is an intriguing one. It says if public opinion corresponds to, doesn't necessarily cause, but corresponds to people making any kind of threat of any kind, even if it's anonymous and unrelated, and could be by someone as a self-serving anonymous threat, against any of the individuals on the other side of the aisle in the case, that's an excuse to completely silence public debate and discussion about it.
So if you want to win any court case where you're, in my view, abusing a child, ruining their life, you just smell it and put a threat in against yourself.
Exactly. That's all you got to do now, because all you gotta do, and then you'll run to the court, and the court will say nobody can talk about this. And I mean, there's a core problem with causation, with assuming or asserting causation connected to public tragedies and travesties, or even the threats of action, which happen all the time, and the actions of other officials. In the Covington case, I was attacked. After I was attacked by institutional members of the press and others, my law offices were threatened with such a viable bomb threat that the Federal Bureau of Investigation had to launch an open inquiry. What I did not do is go around and say everybody that's been critical of me can no longer be critical of me because of this fact. That's just the reality of the world in which we live. And we shouldn't correlate or have causation between the two. And we should never use somebody else's wayward action as an excuse to suppress and censor.
And not just here, but all over the world. It's the same thing. I don't want to get into the particulars because we don't have time. Not because we've been threatened, with legal action, but there are public lawyers that go around attacking you and me all day on the biggest shows in the country, and if we respond back, they freak out and run to court saying we should be silenced, like this brewery that said, don't hit people with milkshakes, hit them in the head with bricks, and somebody said, man, you're asking for trouble. They went, oh my God, we're being threatened, and called the police. They're going out and saying, assault people with deadly weapons. We go, hey, that's pretty dangerous. Don't say, oh my God, that's a threat. I mean, it's like cartoon how the left acts in their little SJW bubbles.
Oh, no doubt about it. And it's just very dangerous. I mean, here you have an extraordinary ruling about something that is still hotly controverted and debated within both the, even the liberal schools of psychology and biology and the medical profession, about whether or not someone who's 12, 13, or 14 can make a decision about their own gender, whether or not that's gender dysphoria, or whether or not that's a psychologically well-reasoned and healthy decision. That's even within the liberal and the left fields of academia, that's a controversial question.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear, maybe 1 out of 10 million is a real hermaphrodite. That person could argue they're one or the other. Fine, we don't care. Just don't try to teach five-year-olds there's something else.
Not only that, here, forcing over the father's objection the child to undergo medical experimentation and biological alteration for a decision that someone at that age is unlikely to be able to meaningfully process.
This is school-sponsored Joseph Mengele-level experimentation, but as long as you say it's liberal, it's okay.
Exactly. And then you get a couple of leftist doctors who have their own opinions about the field, injecting their own political biases into the process. And that was what was being publicly discussed. And that is what the Canadian court said. These people cannot be discussed.
And what about extrajudicial? Or is that the term border? What's the term outside of their own jurisdiction? Jurisdictionally? What's the term that they're now telling me what I can say in Texas?
It's extra jurisdictional. It's basically a prior restraint. So in the U.S., prior restraints on speech are almost completely prohibited. It's just very rare that you can do any form of prior restraint on speech. And that's why this order is likely not effective in the United States. But it is effective in Canada. And there's a substantial InfoWars audience in Canada. And so what they effectively did is prevent the InfoWars audience and any other audience in Canada from hearing from the father, from hearing about the individuals involved and whether they were tainted by political bias. Because, I mean, as a general rule, if you're a medical professional, you get involved in a public proceeding, you've already been named in that public proceeding, you say that your opinion was warranted by science and had no inflection.
Look, when you're sterilizing kids in the name of transgenderism, you better be ready to be in public.
Exactly. Be ready. If you're right, then you can defend yourself, because what you've done is shocking to many people. You've overridden a father. You're making a decision that you alter the child's biology and psychology for life when he is still a child and by law is not considered competent to make decisions of that kind and caliber for himself. You believe you're right. It's controversial even in your field amongst fellow leftists. So you better be ready and able to defend it. And rather than defend your opinion, the very first thing you do is you run to court and tell the court you need a special safe space where you can't be publicly criticized or questioned or investigated for what you did and why you did it. And you're immune from public criticism for a decision that the public is deeply curious about.
That's right. When you're sterilizing kids, because that's the end game of this, that's the end result. It just biologically, you better be ready for scrutiny. Robert Barnes, this popped in my head. I got to call Joe Rogan. We got to get you on the show as soon as I'm off air today. If you're ready to do it, you're a great constitutional lawyer on free speech. I think he'd probably interview you. You need to get out there. You're amazing. Thank you so much for all the time. We'll talk to you soon. You're going to be here later next week in Austin. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
He'll be in studio next week, several days with us. All right, Millie Weaver's coming up straight ahead. Man, that was a powerful hour and a half. That's what it's all about. That's why I thank you all, the listeners, for making this show possible and this amazing crew.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans that almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com,
because
I spoke to people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Ann, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A meeting on infrastructure with Democrats, not really thinking they wanted to do infrastructure or anything else other than investigate. And I just saw that Nancy Pelosi, just before our meeting, made a statement that we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. Well, it turns out I'm the most, and I think most of you would agree to this, I'm the most transparent president probably in the history of this country. We have given on a witch hunt, on a hoax. The whole thing with Russia was a hoax. as it relates to the Trump administration and myself. It was a total horrible thing that happened to our country. It hurt us in so many ways. Despite that, we're setting records with the economy, with jobs, with the most people employed today that we've ever had in the history of our country. We have the best unemployment numbers that we've had in the history of our country, in some cases 51 years, but generally in the history of our country. Companies are moving back in. Things are going well. And I said, let's have the meeting on infrastructure. We'll get that done easily. That's one of the easy ones. And instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said that I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups. You people know that probably better than anybody.
Millie Weaver's riding the shotgun with us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have Matt Brackett coming up in the fourth hour of the war with Owen Schlatter after that. Millie, so much breaking, so much unfolding. You've been out on the campaign trail. You've been out following Democrats and Republicans. You don't edit these videos other than cutting the spaces out. What, I'd say 95% of Democrats act like demon-possessed goblin creatures?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they can't answer questions. And that's why you have so many of them going and trying to tell other people, oh, don't talk to them. Don't talk to InfoWars. Because as soon as you question them, all of everything falls through because they can't logically defend their point.
And they always say, you're not supposed to be here, whether you're at the Capitol in Texas or wherever. You need to shut up. Like, get out of here. Get the hell out of here. You're not supposed to be here.
Yeah, they tell us that we need to shut up.
They think everything's a university. They always go, police, arrest her.
Oh, yeah, they'll say, arrest her, get her out of here.
I want them shut up. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Exactly. And they had big signs that told men to shut the F up at their protests.
In Austin,
yeah.
2 days ago.
Yes, they were telling men they shouldn't have a say. But then when you ask them, well, doesn't it require a man to make a baby? So shouldn't they have a say, given that it takes two to reproduce?
I don't even get this thing where, like, men and women are even at odds with each other. It's crazy how they've gotten this point. Of course, Millie, most of these women that are all obsessed with, you know, they say, I'm a slut. Let's face it, no man's ever wanted them. Like, studies are out. Like, conservative women are better looking, more successful, more happy.
You know what's kind of interesting? Most of the women that were out there were like a bunch of old cat ladies that look like they've already been through menopause. So it's kind of like you probably can't even get pregnant. So
no, but exactly. That's the point. Is they're miserable. They never had a man and they're pissed.
Yeah. I mean, they think that men are trying to somehow hold them down and that being a woman and being a mother and embracing maternity is somehow weak for women to do that when it's actually one of the hardest things you can do. It's very hard to be a mom and do it like a boss. And those women that do it should be celebrated. And these women just want to essentially deny the fact that the babies living within their wombs have rights and that they are human beings.
Yeah, these are human beings. And now all the textbooks are, they're a cancer, they're a blob. And all these leftist shows like talk crap about the baby. And then now they're like, oh, let's kill babies after they're born.
You know, a woman tried to compare babies in the womb to a microbe. They tried to compare.
They call it a parasite. They call it an invading force.
Yeah, they do anything they can.
No, your whole body's built with ovaries that it releases. It's like saying a flower with another flower making seeds is a cancer. No, you are designed for it. You have it. These two things combine, make a new creature that grows in you. That's magic. That's beautiful. But they turn into something ugly.
You know, when I ask them, should women be allowed to abort unborn babies in the womb? They say, what business is it of yours? And I said to them, that's probably what the German people said when the Jewish people were being exterminated and killed in the concentration camps. What business is it of yours, America? What business is it of yours, other countries that don't like to see millions of people slaughtered?
Well, see, that's the thing, Millie. The average leftist doesn't believe their leftist bleeding heart crap. They're sociopaths at best, psychopaths at worst, who know we have a conscience. So they're constantly punching our conscience buttons to get us to give them money and power. That's all they want. I was watching last night. I woke up at 2:30 in the morning, couldn't sleep. And for some reason, in my news feed on my iPad was Evergreen College in Washington State in Olympia and how people signing up to go to the college is down by 50%+. They've gone from 5,000 students down to 2,000 students, and they're imploding. So I watched for several hours before I went back to bed at like 4. The actual videos of the professors, the black professors, saying, and I felt sorry, most black folks aren't like this, literally, whites are inherently evil, you are scum, nothing but evil can come because you're white, I want power, I rule you. And the woman starts literally going, power, power, I am power, I am power, I am power, 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 power. And I was like watching hours of this, and the white professors are actually bowing going, yes, yes, yes. She goes, get out of my way. And it's like, and like, whites are evil. Get out of my way. They're like, yes, lordship. They fall down, and anyone that didn't do it was like fired. And I mean, this is cuckoo land, man. This was Hitlerian. Of course blacks can act like Hitler. Anybody can if they take on that mindset. And she was doing it, this professor that led the whole thing. They call her the Red Queen. Some of the alumni have done videos on her.
Exactly. The problem is, Alex, they're doing exactly what the Nazis did with the Jewish people to white people today. They're trying to make white people the scapegoat for all of the problems in the ethnic communities. All the problems that black people, Mexican people face in America, well, now white people are the new scapegoats, and that sets white people up.
Exactly. I saw a headline on Drudge today that people think they're getting, what was it, lower grades, or it was the craziest. I forget all the headlines. It's like they blame climate change for everything.
They were blaming white people now for climate change. They have leftist studies coming out saying that white people, white colonialization, whiteness is causing climate change now.
Let's go further than that, too, because there's a few articles out today that are actually accurate from what I've seen. The average white kid, parents are guilty about being white. All they've done is nice people their whole life. They're doing Heil Hitler's and, you know, swastika signs and stuff as a joke. Because when you've done nothing wrong and you're being told you're an evil piece of crap, well, because, you know, the whole Martin Luther King Christian thing worked. Generations of people were actually like, let's come together. It's what we really want. That had gone back to the original Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King Jr. And so the system's crapping all over that. But then the evil shadow of this is, when you tell whites they're inherently evil in class, everywhere, a lot of white folks who have never done anything in their lives, they're going to say, I'm not buying into this, especially when they've got brainwashed minorities telling them they're inherently bad. They're going to say, F you, and then they're going to get into the racism.
Yeah, and I would say that trolling, though, and doing those Sig Hails and whatnot out of frustration is definitely
not they're a good definitely idea. Trolling. They're definitely trolling.
It's not a good idea to do it, though, because the problem is that the left's brainwashing and propaganda is so strong, it just creates more ambiance for these brainwashed leftists that we need to wake up and
No, I agree. But then what do you do when they're telling everybody inherently whites are bad? So people put up, it's okay to be white signs, and the media freaks out even more. I mean, and then they now say that's racist. No, it's racist to say white people are bad. And by the way, if whites are so bad, I'm going to say to you, why is everybody trying to get into a white country? Because they're Christian, folks. They're Christian. It's Christianity. They've got studies in Africa, one tribe versus the next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Europe, Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., Canada. Anyone posting it's an okay to be white sign is called a racist. Even when you post, it's okay to be black next to it. This is the brainwashing. But I personally, if you're a TV viewer, can see this racist piece of paper I have. It's white itself. It's not okay to be a white piece of paper. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it's invisible ink. So if I'm offended by this, it should be banned, like the OK symbol. That's the new system of human discovery. Discovering what offends you and having it banned. Here's a compilation of local newscasts flipping out and saying that they are offended by it's OK to be white because the colleges are teaching white people are bad. Here it is.
Tons of flyers like this one are popping up on the University of Idaho's campus. The school's president, Chuck Staben, says the slogan, "It's okay to be white," is associated with white supremacists and neo-Nazi groups.
A Florida Gulf Coast University student admitted to hanging these flyers on campus. They say, "It's okay to be white." 19-year-old Griffin Baker-Royo said he put up the signs to protest a new class on campus called White Racism.
Well, Griffin Baker-Royo is still awaiting tonight to hear if he'll
Let's
be punished
again.
Or not by the university.
Back it up. 10 seconds. The classes about white racism, when all humans can be tribal, and if we're going to try to work together with an ethos of a belief system, what is that belief system? Well, the left's new belief system is whites are evil, America sucks. And even Juncker, the dictator of the EU, says countries suck, Europeans suck, and you're all stupid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they seriously want to demonize white people. It's ridiculous. The whole race debate is ridiculous in this country because who's even really white? Like, my skin color is beige, you know? I mean,
it's all a big joke. Look, it's mental illness. Martin Luther King Jr. is turning in his grave. Here's more of the newscast.
But Griffin Baker Royo is still awaiting tonight to hear if he'll be punished or not by the university for putting up those posters that read, "It's okay to be white." He hasn't been criminally charged, but we do know that he's been referred to student affairs here at the university.
Baker Royo says his coaches were not meant to be racist.
Back it up again. They always use European laws when they arrest you for this stuff to act like you'll be arrested here, normalizing that we'll be arrested. They're getting us ready by just hearing it in the court of public opinion, Millie.
Yeah, you know, they just want to normalize going after white people in general in this country. And, you know, it's ridiculous that someone can't say that and somehow that's hate speech. Do you see how slippery the slope is with trying to demonize hate speech when you can't just say it's okay to be white? Which the funny thing about this whole white paper thing, the whole joke is that the paper is white. So it's like a paper that just says it's okay to be white, and they're talking about the paper.
Sure, it's all semantical, but Millie's spanning on this. This is a divide and conquer stratagem where they put pressure on a group to then make them politically follow the orders they want. That's terrorism. This black professor I was watching that led the whole Evergreen College thing that's killed their tuition by over, you know, 0.5%. They already have collapsed, basically. It's over. And the left doubling down more as they circle the toilet bowl. She said, "I don't have any power. I'm black." She's a professor. She's ruined a university. She's wrecking things. She's causing a race war. But she keeps saying, "Yes, I'm prejudiced." She says, "I'm a racist" on video. "I don't like whites. But it's okay because I'm downtrodden." Now, if she tried to go to Africa and do that, she'd be gone. She went anywhere else, they'd laugh at her. She comes here, does this, hates everybody, and then says she doesn't have power so she can be as mean as she wants. It's a license to act like a thug. Here it is.
Many at FGCU say they were offended by his act, especially Dr. Ted Thornhill, who teaches the white racism class.
He found one of the signs on his... Especially the race pimp professor that runs the brainwashing system for the militant enthusiasm and for the whole social Darwinistic divide and conquer strategy of liberation theology. Continue.
Office door.
I think it's cowardly and unwanted.
It's a slogan that has been used by people like David Duke, you know, a former wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Pause again.
Often use it.
So you got this lady, not even born here, from another country. She wanted to get here so she could bitch. Back it up 20 seconds, please. So she could get, like, David Duke uses the term, it's okay to be white. Never even heard that, but if David Duke eats Chinese food, is it banned too? Like, Sweden's banning runes, the original Germanic language, an alphabet, because somebody might use it wrong. This is a war on language by a bunch of chip on their shoulder, third world populations brought in, set up by the Ford Foundation to piss in everyone's face. Let's continue.
Baker Royo is still awaiting tonight to hear if he'll be punished or not by the university for putting up those posters that read, "It's okay to be white." He hasn't been criminally charged, but we do know that he's been referred to student affairs here at the university.
Baker Royo says his posters were not meant to be racist, but many at FGCU say they were offended by his act, especially Dr. Ted Thornhill, who teaches the white racism class. He found one of the signs on his office door.
I think it's cowardly and unwanted.
It's a slogan that has been used by people like David Duke, you know, a former wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, and he often uses it. You could Google this. It takes less than 5 minutes to find out. You know, what I think people are protesting is the idea that adopting the messaging and the framing of people like this should never occur in our federal parliament. So the idea that somehow white people are experiencing a level of racism that deserve to be condemned and recognized at the national parliament diminishes the real experiences of other people that experience day-to-day racism. And then, you know, because Lauren Southern comes to Australia wearing a "It's Okay to Be White" shirt and people protested, 29 senators goes and vote on a notion that it's okay to be white? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Holding signs on this guy.
That's enough.
Over.
We're done with the report. But, I mean, you've got this, obviously, my view, a racist woman, chip on her shoulder, wanted to get to the West as soon as she can, to then come to civilization and say, oh, my God, I hate you. Bow down to me. I'm conquering you. Which is why a lot of areas of the world can't get civilization, because everyone's trying to conquer the next person. And so she's here. I rule you. I conquer you. You suck. Don't say you're all right. You're bad. I'm the victim. I'm the god. Well, then why don't you get the hell out of our country like the Somali congresswoman that runs around saying America sucks all day? Why'd she marry her brother to come here? No, we're nice, so they use it against us, and I'm done.
You know, they're just trying to make it so that white people don't feel like they can defend themselves. Like, it's wrong to say it's okay to be white, but yet you can say it's okay to be black, it's okay to be Mexican, which it is. It's okay to be
any
color.
Exactly, because they run up and down the hallways preaching racism. They're the racists.
The left is the one.
They want to say we suck, and we say no, and they're getting upset. Well, guess what? We're going to keep doing it.
And you know, it's interesting. I've never seen so much racial unity as I have recently.
When Trump got elected, it boosted the numbers way up. He's incredibly popular. The average black American just wants freedom.
Exactly.
Who the hell wants all this? Who wants to send their kids to college and half the teaching isn't about math or accounting or history or science? It's all about race war. How does that help your young person?
Texas actually displayed so much racial unity, Alex, at that MAGA beach bash. It was insane. You had Hispanics, blacks, whites all together celebrating Trump and America, and they all loved each other and had so much unity.
But that's what scares the left, because that's all they've got. They can't promote prosperity or free market or self-defense. All they can promote is racial division.
Exactly, and that's why we, the American people, need to be united as ever and show that we love each other. Who cares about your skin color?
And I agree. We have to stand up against the race peddling left.
Exactly.
New story up on Infowars.com by Kellen McBreen. Breaking: sealed court docs in aborted Smollett case to be made public. Smollett staged that. But again, the media said he was good to stage it so he doesn't get in trouble.
Yeah, what was interesting is actually at the MAGA beach bash, I interviewed a bunch of African Americans that were out there partying alongside these MAGA hat wearing Trump supporters. And guess what all of them said, Alex? All of them said, no, I've had nothing but love and unity. People have been smiling at us, waving at us, loving us. We haven't had any racial instances. So how can you have all these drunk, inebriated MAGA people out there amongst all of these black Americans, and not one of these black Americans that I talked to said they had any hate coming from the Trump
support? But that's because you're in Texas. If you go to Baltimore or Chicago, the brainwashing is deep. And folks have never been around white people in those areas. They actually believe white people are all actually running around in KKK outfits.
I mean, the people out here in Texas, the MAGA hat wearing Trump supporters, were loving the black people out there.
I know, but the statistics show that racism's way down. That's why the Democrats are panicking.
Exactly. If you want to see it for yourself, go to any Trump event and you see unity.
I know the audience understands that. We'll do 5 more minutes and Matt Bracken's taking over. Watch, it's about racist Trump supporters. Millie Weaver now up on Infowars.com. And don't forget, Memorial Day specials are rolling right now. 60% off of the Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies, 95% humanoid, and a bunch of other specials.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.